Okay, I'll call the meeting back to order from recess. Let's continue our conversation about the garbage.
So, I feel like buying some cans and like maybe do a pre-order between now and July 1st and see how that rolls, because that way we are still fixing it so they're not picking up trash and not having to deal with crazy trash cans and stuff that sometimes are in them that makes them weigh 100 pounds. That way the lift on the truck will take care of it. And I feel like that even if we're selling them the trash can, I think that the warranty would be good as long as we are doing our job diligently and making sure that we're doing our thing the right way. And does that make sense? You can still lease one if you want, but we can sell you one. Or two, or three, or four, or ever how many you deem you might need. We use one, but I have some trash cans inside my garage that when I have overflow, we just stick it in there until the next time. And so,
before you start quoting prices we can get these cans for if we're going to do that. I'm looking at a local big box dealer in Wise County. Excuse me, who's currently out of stock, but they have a can that is almost identical to the can that we're using. It's a 96-gallon black plastic wheel trash can with lid, outdoor use for $124. So,
and the prices I got back in, what was it, 20?
Everything's going up.
So I don't know how much right now, but I can get a quote.
Yeah. I think that would save us a lot of problems. Yeah. Would that help you?
Yeah, as long as I'm not restricted on what I can put in there.
Well, like I said, as long as it can be dumped out,
right.
As long as it's not being...
What about like the cardboard boxes? Do they need to be in a bag and then in the trash can?
We were just...
They'll be...
As long as you break them down.
Breaking down and put there.
And so like if you have two trash cans sitting out there side by side...
Put them in
you
between.
You break them down, put them between it. That way the wind don't blow them off. And that would make that work.
So,
because in your instance, where you have them in your home, you get stuff in by the box full for that purpose.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's some of that same issue. So
this is what I would like to see.
Have we confused you enough?
Mm-hmm. I would like to see the clarification for cardboard. The clarification for cardboard in here. And the second bullet that says only town-provided cans will be picked up. Once you and Will work that out, you can somehow say, and any additional can which is not provided by the town is the homeowner is basically responsible if it is damaged.
And I still leave the no bag trash will be picked up.
Yes.
Leave that there because I don't want
our
town guys picking up trash bags and go to sling it up in there and it have a
so
big
as far as that
cut
goes,
the leg off.
And then I think we need to, the cost per month for additional can, I think we just need to take that out. The additional pickup fee per month, I think it needs to go. And then I think once you have either you get us quotes, we can determine whether we want to sell them or give them specific specifications of this is the type of can you need. If our trash truck and its capabilities cannot pick it up, then it ain't getting picked up. But we should give them the option to be able to purchase one that will work.
I have a question for Yusuf. Mm-hmm. You know, by being on the route, who has what?
Yes.
How many cans are out there that belong to us versus private owners? Half and half or more than half?
I would actually say throughout the whole week that it's pretty close, but maybe more people have their own trash can.
That's what I said.
And then you got people who has, you got a gentleman right here, he has seven cans at his house, and they're always full every week.
I see some of them out there, he got cans out there that they use to be able to put the Kenworth with the gravity on it. And they got the cans out of them. When that gravel grabs some of the cans right there, it mashes.
Well, but we're going to say if it's not our can and it's damaged.
Or not an approved.
We're not going to be responsible for that if that's the case. And when they mash it, they roll it up on that truck. Whatever doesn't come out, we're not digging down in there to get it out. We're going to drop it back, and it's their responsibility.
I would like to see you all not handle bags of trash.
And those trash cans, I would not be able to put it in that little wooden thing that we created. My husband was talking to you guys. So we did that so that the cans wouldn't blow away when they were empty and all that. So I'm sure we would have to do away with that because you couldn't get the truck with in there, correct?
Okay. Well, see, but if they... So when I was having problems with our trash cans blowing off our hill and rolling down the road and going down Meadow Street, we took a rope and we tied it. And so if you had a chain that could hook around and keep it from being blown away, they could just unhook the chain and do the dump. And because don't you all roll it over instead of
roll it to the you roll it to the truck to
yeah,
the arm.
They roll it to the truck, so the truck actually isn't doing that. They're taking the can to the truck.
One other thing, guys, you just looking at all aspects of this thing, we as a town, as a convenience for the citizens, need to be able to actually allow them to purchase a can from the town itself.
Because that's what we're saying.
I see a situation where, I've got a car, I don't have a van, I don't have a truck, I can't go to, Lowe's or Home Depot or wherever and pick up one and get it back to my house. I mean, we need to drop these things off for these folks.
I think, you missed that part of the conversation. Will is going to work on getting matching cans that we think would be capable and the price, so we can offer that as an option for them to purchase as opposed to charging them an additional fee every month. And I assume it's going to be just like it has been. If they get a can from us, we deliver it. You all brought mine to me.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Hot pick.
And that would that could be, the ones that we buy for them to purchase could be a different color.
Yeah.
And instead of putting on their property of Town of Coburn, it could be bought from the Town of Coburn.
Just give them the can.
Just give them the can.
It's their can. Just give it to them.
Paint it. Well, it would help you to put your name on it. That way somebody wouldn't come and get yours and put it at their house. Something.
So we kind of have a starting point of going back for this revision.
I'd like to touch bases on 3 up.
Okay.
Of course, the fallen items will not be placed in receptacle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still with that.
Okay.
Car parts.
Is there a question
tires,
about that?
Furniture.
I was making sure that's not going to change.
No.
That part, no. I don't want those in there because the minute that trash
can... You know what we're talking about?
The, car parts and... Mine is just basically... The pins.
Hygiene items.
Diabetes, medications that may be a little bit left, not the needles, because I have a Sharps thing that I have to put those in.
Yeah. But your trash is bagged.
Yes, my trash is always bagged. Yeah. Unless the dog gets in it.
That's a big leg for it.
I blow off and the dogs can. I don't know. That issue is working. Because they had not been in there in the last couple of weeks. So,
okay.
Good.
So, the part that you were talking about, Jeannie, I think that stays the same.
Okay.
Because those are hazardous materials that should not be in the trash can anyway.
I agree.
Okay. Any other questions regarding this? We have a starting point. If you and Will can kind of work together on
some prices.
Talked about, get some prices and...
We got to.
And just report back to us at the next meeting. That would be great.
Roger.
And do leave that no bag trash will be picked up.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them to be doing that. The purpose of this is to save your back.
The can.
Prevent you from getting hurt. And
also
it needs to really say no bag trash outside of the receptacle. want it to be bagged trash inside the receptacle.
So I think that would fix that. And I think this piece of paper and this are kind of working things, and we have to work through
right.
some of the issues that are there. And some of the other towns may decide that they like our little program better than ours.
Yes.
You never know.
So what about like when it's time to rake leaves, people put a bunch of leaves and stuff outside. Is it going to be a special pickup then?
We have not ever done a special pickup in the fall.
I think that they have the option that has to be bagged, fit in the can, and able to be dumped. Or maybe we can say if
make a call
to town hall and let us know, and we can maybe
we need
do that separate.
Some of them pick them up,
leaf bags,
and bag them, just put them in the can. That's what most of them do.
And then sometime here in April, we usually do a week where people can call in to come and pick up batteries and flammables and furniture, refrigerators. Just I think no. But the big stuff that we don't normally pick up, we do in a week in April, and we need to figure out what week in April would be good for everybody.
The 20th is when the
is it before the American cleanup?
The American cleanup week's when we normally do it.
Whatever that week is.
I think it's the 20th.
I think it is the 20th.
It's the day, I mean, over the National Cleanup Day.
That Saturday. Yes. So we usually do it the week prior?
Yeah.
Okay, so it would be the week of April 15th.
Leading up to that day.
Yeah. Okay.
I got a garage, Jeff, I'll forewarn you.
So you're going to do it the week of the 15th through the 20th, or the weekend after that?
15th through the 19th.
15th through the 19th, and they need to call town hall and tell them the address, right?
Yeah.
So that needs to be publicized some way.
That's curbside too, correct?
Yes.
I'll have to work orders too.
Yes, they have to call in.
They have
so
to call
that's
in.
How they're notified through work orders.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Okay, I think we've got a good start. I think we're going to work through this and make it well for our employees and our citizens. So we'll keep working through that and see what we can go from there. Any other thing regarding the service agreement?
I think that covered all of that.
All right, is there a reason to go into closed session tonight?
I'd like to do a 10-minute closed session under legal and personnel.
Okay.
I make the motion we go into closed session under legal and personnel. If you would read the numbers, I'd appreciate it.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to move into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 to discuss performance of Town of Coburn personnel, and 2.2-3711A8 to consult with legal counsel pertaining to specific legal matters. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of entering into closed session, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we're in closed session.